I'm asked a lot of times, why do you teach so differently? Well, the Bible is the same for all people who are using it, of course, but the interpretation of the Bible without the benefit of looking at the definition of words and the context in which those words are found makes all the difference in the world. For example, if we find ourselves looking at Noah in the Old Testament of the Bible in Genesis chapter 6, and we realize that God loved Noah and cared for Noah, and he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That word grace, how do we use that word grace? Can we use it as the idea that God is a grandfather somewhere and he just loves everybody so much that he just overlooks everything of disobedience? Or do we find that the grace of God is described as a way of responsibility? Listen to Paul's words in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Apply that word grace right there to Noah's day and time. Noah's day and time, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord and was told to build an ark for the saving of himself and his household. Did he obey God? Did he follow what God said? Making it out of gopher wood, one window, one door, and so forth? Why, of course he did. And that matches up with what we read here in the context of Titus 2, verses 11 and 12. The grace of God that brings salvation teaches us. What does it teach us? To deny certain things and embrace certain things. This message is brought to you by the Crockett Church of Christ, CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. Thank you for your time. This is Robert Rawson.